Good afternoon. Clouds continue to increase and thicken across interior New York and New England, with scattered rain and snow showers breaking out. A steadier rain is now moving into the lower Hudson Valley and parts of northeastern Pennsylvania and northern New Jersey, and this rain will continue to track to the north, overspreading interior New York and New England later this afternoon and into the evening hours. High temperatures today will be in the middle 40s. Low pressure will organize along the Delmarva Peninsula and track up the East Coast tonight, east of Long Island and over Cape Cod into the Gulf of Maine through the day on Friday. On this track, we'll keep cold rain in the forecast for tonight, but as temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-30s, the higher terrain will mix with and change to wet snow. There could even be a few inches accumulation as we head toward Friday morning across the highest terrain, mainly above 1,000 feet. Rain will once again mix with the snow after the sun comes up on Friday, and rain and snow showers are likely throughout the day. Additional accumulating snow will fall above 1,000 feet during the day Friday, but snow levels will tend to lower as colder air filters in by Friday evening. High temperatures on Friday will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. As we get into Friday night, even more cold air will flow in, and most everyone will change over to wet snow. Several inches more accumulation will be likely in the Catskills, the Adirondacks, and Green Mountains, where storm totals could be up to 5 to 10 inches of snow by Saturday morning. In the hill towns, just outside of the valley locations, we'll look for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow by Saturday morning. And in the immediate valleys, we'll look for a coating up to 2 or 3 inches of snow. As the storm intensifies, the wind will pick up out of the northwest starting Friday afternoon and continuing into Friday night. At times, the wind will gust over 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, as the storm tracks into the Canadian Maritimes, it'll be mostly cloudy, very windy and cold, with additional light snow or snow showers. The best chance of more accumulation will be across the higher terrain Saturday, and the winds will exceed 30 miles per hour at times, with highs staying in the 30s. Back to sunshine and milder weather on Sunday in the lower 50s, before another wave of low pressure tracks our way with the chance of more snow on Monday. Highs will be in the lower 40s to start the new week and then drop down into the 30s despite sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, despite dry weather, major to historic and catastrophic flooding will continue across parts of the Missouri and Mississippi River basins due to rapid snowmelt as a result of heavy rainfall last week. Flood warnings and advisories remain in effect for parts of the region. And two tropical cyclones could affect Australia heading into the weekend. Veronica is expected to be a major cyclone with wind gusts up to 195 miles per hour by the time it reaches northwestern Australia near Port Hedland. And Cyclone Trevor will approach the Pelew Islands in the Gulf of Carpentaria with 150 mile per hour wind gusts. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers moving in later in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 78 set in 1921, and the record low 1 below zero in 1956. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:08 p.m., 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers during the afternoon today, with highs in the mid-40s. Rain tonight, gradually transitioning to snow in the mountains overnight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and some wet snowflakes today, and highs in the mid-40s. More rain and wet snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, mixing with wet snow across the highest terrain with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, mixing with wet snow across the highest terrain in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and wet snow changing to snow across the higher terrain, becoming windy with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow Friday night and early Saturday morning, tapering off to snow showers Saturday afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday, a chance of snow, lower 40s on Monday, and sunny and cold Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.